Blog Talk Radio.
To Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. My co-host, Miss Kane, is on the line. Tonight's... Hi, Miss Kane.
Hey, darling.
Okay, tonight's show is Mr., Mrs., and the Mistress. And that was Entume, a song entitled You, Me, and She. Tonight's show is... I brought it up because I'm a television goof. I watch all the Dr. Phil, sometimes Oprah and those different shows. And sometimes I really wish that I could be, you know, in the audience so I could say things that, you know, people don't say or, you know, I guess they can't say or won't say or whatever, but I was watching a particular show on Dr. Phil's program, and it was about a guy who was married, and he had a mistress, and I think he'd been married for something like 13 years or something like that, and he had a mistress. They were in a relationship for five of those 13 years that, you know, he was with his wife. And this man was sitting up there. He was there, his mistress was there, and his wife, all of them on stage, but they didn't show the mistress' face. But he was saying that the reason why he got with the mistress is because his wife had changed. She put on weight, this and that, you know, all those crazy excuses that I guess he really wanted to use to, you know, be with this woman. Now, the part that really ticked me off was the wife is sitting there waiting for him to choose between her and the mistress. The mistress is sitting there waiting for him to choose between her and his wife. You know, so I'm just saying to myself, if I was the wife, I would let him go and do whatever he had to do, because if he'd been with that woman for 5 years, there's no way in the world that he's going to come back to me and be faithful. If it wasn't with her, he probably would get with somebody else, because that's just how it was with him. And I don't know if they had any children. I don't know if they had any children, but, you know, she was just sitting up there, you know, just looking really sad. And the mistress, I couldn't see her face, but, you know, she's wanting him to choose over his wife. And then if he gets with the mistress, trust and believe, he will get with somebody else, because he couldn't be satisfied with just one woman. If he was, he would never have had a mistress. Okay, then this lady in the audience get up, and she's saying she wrote a book called Sugar Mamas. I think it's her significant other, because I don't know if they were married or not, but she's saying that it's okay to have extramarital affairs because in their relationship, she said as long as she gets with a loser, it's all right with, I think it was her husband, and her husband couldn't cuddle with the woman after having sex with her. So, I mean, that's crazy too. You know, basically to me, that's just like saying it's okay to cheat. If you don't do this, you don't do that. But anyway, it was a heart-wrenching story. And another story I watched on it was about this guy. He also, he had cheated on his wife with X amount of women, and he had the same excuse. She put on weight, and he wanted her to lose weight. You know, all these just crazy excuses. Instead of just getting a divorce, moving on with your life and doing what you want to do, instead of faulting your wife for your shortcomings. So somebody on the chat room said, does liking your mistress photos on Facebook count as communicating for the day? How about those Chilean miners? One of those dudes had like 6 mistresses, and those guys are heroes if you ask Anderson Cooper. I can't see him being a hero having 6 mistresses. That's just, no, I don't see him as being a hero. That's just being a whore. How you feel about that, Miss Kane?
I'm still stuck on, does liking your mistress's photos on Facebook count as communication for the day? Huh?
Does liking your mistress photo on Facebook count as, let me see, what are they saying? They have a mistress and they're liking her photo on Facebook count as communicate. I wish that person would call in who posed that question, because I'm not understanding if they're saying they have a mistress on Facebook, and does liking your mistress on Facebook count as communication for the day? I don't understand
that
question.
Went over my head.
Right. Yeah. Someone said Delicious Talk just called the Chilean miners whores. Wow. Let me say this. If a woman has 6 men and she was messing around with all those men, Isn't she classified as a whore? I mean, come on, let's call it what it is. If a woman is classified as a whore messing around with different men, so can men be classified as whores. I mean, that's just the way that I see it. And I believe that's the way it should be, because they say a man can do what he wants to do. A man can sleep with this woman, sleep with that woman, do this and that. And he's a stud, he's a gigolo, he's this, he's that. He's a whore, just as well as a woman who sleeps around with different men doing the same thing. So why can't they be called the same thing? You know, a whore is a whore.
Right.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I just can't understand men who basically will blatantly bring these women into their wives' faces. You know, because that man, if I was in the stage, I mean, if I was in the audience, I don't know, they may would have to have taken me out of there, because I would have probably said some real things. Because number one, he wasn't like, I don't know, he may have had some shortcomings somewhere that made him to go be with another woman. And this other woman, I couldn't see her. So his wife, she was a beautiful woman, and, you know, but he just tore her self-esteem down so low until she was just feeling less and less about herself, not feeling that good about herself. She was actually convinced that these things he said about her were true. You're fat. You're not as attractive as you used to be when we first got married. Well, everybody changes. Even men change over the years. They get beer bellies or they lose their hair, and you expect a woman to stick around and stay with you. If your wife gets in that condition, you are expected to stick and stay around with her. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't know. It's a double standard when it comes to men. You know, they can do whatever they want to do, and it's cool.
Right.
It's like going, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's why for me, I don't let no man have control. I don't give him the time of day. I don't give him the glory of having that power, because my dude just told me tonight, talking about, now, shit, now, I'm going to wear the pants. Now, you ain't just going to be chin-checking me like, you know, like you just a man in the relationship. And it's not all about that. I'm firm. And
right.
I don't understand how women can be so stupid to even want to marry into something like that. Because to me, that's about the dumbest damn thing I've seen on the face of the earth. Why? Would you want to marry some guy that's sleeping? And then these guys, they have different days of the week that they sleep with these women. Only way I could be content with that type of situation, I'm not going to stay in the house, and you must be paying me a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But just what you were saying, go ahead.
But, you know, this one guy has said on another show, he said that, I forgot what I was going to say that quick.
She ain't got her thinking glasses on tonight, y'all.
Wow. It was something in conjunction to what you have said, but I lost my train of thought. Anyway, we have a caller. Let's see what this caller has to say. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Vincent in the Bay.
Hi, Ooh. Vincent in the Bay. How are
Hi.
You? You sound really nice.
Wow.
I am really nice.
Bow wow.
You had a
question
or comment?
Well, I just wanted to clarify my question in the chat room. You were apparently, I know it was kind of confusing the way I worded it. I have this problem. I have several mistresses, and I'm obviously my wife doesn't.
You're kind of breaking up.
You're sort of breaking up. You're breaking up.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have several mistresses, and some of them I am actually friends with on Facebook, but of course I don't want my wife to know anything, so I'm not going to tip my hand, so I don't really communicate them out in the open or even on Facebook at all. But sometimes I will like some of their stuff, because
mm-hmm.
you know, you can hit the little like button on Facebook,
right?
So, like, sometimes
that's what you were speaking of.
Yeah, sometimes I'll like her photos for the day. I won't call her. I won't see her because, you know, I'm with my wife or one of my other mistresses. but they like me to check in. So sometimes I'll just, on my BlackBerry, I'll just go to their Facebook and like one of their photos. It's easy enough. Or I'll poke them.
Let me ask you,
the girls love that, the poke. You guys poke on Facebook?
Yeah, I get that.
Let me ask you this, Vince. How many mistresses do you have?
Oh, man, you're going to make me count here.
Oh, is that many?
There's probably, at any one time, I would say, let's say a half a dozen. Six.
Okay.
Are you sexing all of them?
I'm sorry?
Are you sexing all of them?
Am I sexting all of them?
Yes, are you having sex with all of them?
Oh, having sex with them. Oh, I thought you said sexting. Like having...
I said sexing. Are you sexting?
I am sexting all of them right now, actually.
Your phone is breaking up again.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Let me ask
you. Hey, you know what I'll do? I'll try calling back in another line.
Okay.
Get something with my connection. I'll try back on my phone.
Okay. Do that. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Now he's really bold because a man with six mistresses. Well, I guess we'll find out what's going on with that when he calls back.
I was about to say, Sue, can I become one of them? What you paying? Miss Kane, wow, honey, I'm telling you, y'all ain't ready, but yes.
Yeah, but you know, it's that's what he was talking about. He was talking about if you put the liking, you know, yeah, you hit the button, you know, like that's what he was saying now, or you know what he was talking about. Yeah, but I guess you know that's communicating, you know, especially if they know if it's coming from him, and you know, it's a good thing that his wife don't know. Wow.
I watch this a lot because I have a couple people in my family that date married men, and you know, my situation is that the guy that I'm with, he's married, but the thing about him is it's not like I'm the mistress on the side, because until he gets that divorce, we cannot be together. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
And he's upset like crazy because, you know, I always talk to my mom Dukes about how he has money. And see, the chick that he married, she's younger than we are. And I told him that was first mistake, number one. And whatever he did in that relationship, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But now she's using that against him because it's like she know that he has this money, so she'll just call him and be like, well, I need such and such $1,000 for this and all that, the other. So that's what she do is she uses that money to her advantage. Instead of going head on, and she's basically trying to stall this divorce thing with him and her. But if it's over, let it go. Because if not, you're going to be the angry wife. You're going to be the wife with the man that steps out on you, and then you don't have nobody to blame for that but yourself. Me, like I was about to say, I see this in my family where these women play mistresses on the side, and they are cool with it. I got a family member right now. She's been a mistress. She was a mistress in a marriage for so many years. I say 17 years, and then out of that relationship, she bounced right back into another one. And with this guy, she's been in the mistress on the side for almost 4 to 5 years. So my thing is, when in the hell is you going to wise up and understand that there is so much more to life than just playing a side piece to somebody that's not even doing nothing for you? You know what I'm saying? But you love this man, and you love him because of what? Whenever he ready to come and get his nuts out, he come, he get them out. He don't spend the night with you like that. He don't stay
right.
with you like that. He's not doing nothing. So what is you benefiting from by trying to love him and trying to be with him?
Right, because one thing about that situation is men, they don't become as attached as women when they're with, you know, with a man. See, a man, he could be with 6, 7, 8 women. There's really no attachment there, you know, where he's obligated. He can be with this woman tonight, that woman tomorrow night. But a woman, if she's with a man, that's the man that she wants that attachment with. She wants that caring and that love from, you know. So that's, you know, one of the reasons why men do the things that they do, because they don't have that attachment that, you know, women have. You know, they can be with you tonight and be with me tomorrow night and think nothing of either one of us, go home to their wife. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy to me. I've never, I've been in a mistress to a guy that I really didn't know that he was married, but the moment I found out that he was married, it was a done deal. It was a done deal because he lied, you know, said that he wasn't married and this, you know, just lying for no reason. Then when I found out that he was married, he gonna tell me. I said, well, why didn't you tell me, give me that option to choose whether or not I wanted to be with a married man? Why didn't you let me make that decision? He said he didn't tell me he was married because, well, after we had gotten into the relationship, he said he didn't tell me he was married because he was afraid he would lose me. I said, well, you know what? You really never had me if you was married. You know, so that was the end of that. Things I don't do, I don't cheat. I've never cheated in a relationship that I've been in, and I don't be anybody's, I definitely don't mess with married men. You know, if I find out that they're married, it's over. And I think I think that happened to me twice. But, you know, when I found out, it was over. It was over. Because I really wouldn't want to have that on my conscience, somebody messing with my husband. You know, so I've never cheated in a relationship, even though I've been cheated on and, you know, went through some changes. But that's just how I am. I don't believe in cheating. I would rather break up with a guy than, you know, to cheat on him if I wanted to be with somebody else.
And I say this like I've always said, because, you know, on Mom Dude's show, I tone it down, but on my show, y'all know I go ham. But this is what I say to women. If you're going to people you really can't tell people what to do and what not to do, especially now in this, you know, new day and age that we're living in. And I say to any woman, if you are going to just mess with a married man, get what you can get out of it. Don't be falling victim to none of that crap that he tell you. I'm not saying that all married men lie, but see, Kane learned her game from old school women. And I love older women because that's where I get my knowledge from. And I would sit up and listen at the stories that they have to tell. It's so influential. It is, because you learn a lot. And my thing is, again, ladies, single women, if you're going to mess with a married man, you need to just be in it for what you in it for. And once it's over, let it be on body's business. Don't worry about it. Don't even think about it. But the minute you start slipping and catching feelings and stuff for this man, you need to just take a whole turn of course, because it's not worth it. It really is not.
Right. But see, my thing is, you know, don't even put yourself in that predicament. Now, I'm not, you know, how you feel about it, but I, you know, wouldn't even put myself in that predicament. But like you said, the women who do get in it, you know, do whatever it is you can get out of it. Don't get your feelings hung up in it, because he, trust and believe, he has no feelings for you. If he has a wife at home, he's meeting you down the corner to pick you up, taking you to hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and going back to his wife. He does not have any feelings for you. And a man keep telling you, we're getting a divorce tomorrow, this and that. Trust and believe, he's not getting no divorce. He's not getting a divorce.
Well, that's what my
that's
family member, she believes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just to keep you at bay.
That's just
to keep
you at bay. He's been telling her that for the last 4 years. We be sitting up, and me and the other family members just be sitting up like, when that divorce is coming? You know me, I'm a fool. Because one weekend, she was talking about, so-and-so went to go, I guess he sent his buddy, quote-unquote, to go look for a ring. I said, oh, he must be got the divorce. Mm-hmm. How the hell he going to go send somebody to shop for a ring and he ain't even divorced yet? And the sad part about it is his wife has a kidney disease. So do you actually think this man has money? You know what I'm saying? So do you actually think for 1 minute that he is finna divorce this woman when she got all this stuff hanging over his head about what it is that he do? Please. The rest of her little years will be happy years, because she will be spending all his money.
Wow. Well, I we're going to take a little break, and we're going to hear from the other woman, a little something I put together here. So I want everybody to sit back and just listen. This is coming from the other woman.
I'd like to say hello to all the women whose men cheated on them or are still cheating on them. I'm Arizona, the other woman. I'm also known as a whore. I'm not one bit ashamed of my title. At least I'm honest about what I do. Yes, I'm the one you inadvertently sent your husband to, and your boyfriend, significant other, fiancé, and girlfriend. Yes, I said girlfriend. It's not always about the sex. They come to me when you fake a headache, hang out with your girls up in the club, when you bitch and complain for no reason at all. You accuse your man of cheating when he wasn't. You pull the I don't do that shit with him. That's where I come in. I do it all, and I do it good. Yes, he tells me how much he loves you. Your dumb ass doesn't see it until it's too late. I can't tell you the many times he's called out your name while fucking me. He also tells me how delicious I taste compared to you. Yes, he sets the alarm when he comes to see me just to get home before you so there won't be an argument. Everything you do, I don't do. I never have a headache, bitch, or complain. Whatever he wants, I give it to him. I smile but laugh inside, knowing I'm training him for your ungrateful, ignorant ass. You have him every holiday, but guess what? I see him the day before, and I get my gifts as well. As a matter of fact, I picked out the gifts he gave to you. Remember the night he came home at 3 o'clock in the morning, saying he was at the hospital with a sick friend? So far from the truth. And you ate it up. I told him to tell you that lie. It's one lie that works the best. The time you found my phone number in his pocket and called me, bitch, please. Did you think I was intimidated by your screaming and hollering? All you did was add another nail in the coffin of your dead relationship. When you confronted him, he left. I don't have to tell you where he came. Yes, he came to me, on me, and in me. I've even been in your house when you called yourself punishing him by going home to mommy. Yes, Miss Thing, we fucked in your bed that whole week. I was there when you called asking him was he ready for you to come home. I told him to tell you yes. Woman, you need to wake up. When you deprive a man of sex, trust and believe, he comes to me to have his desires met. I give him everything you don't and then some. If you want lessons, you better not ask him anything about his teacher. How many times have you kissed my cum off his lips? Countless times. You are so sure of yourself. You believed it was your flavor. Not so, sweetie. It was mine. Your husband loves you so much, he won't even let you suck his dick. I know you're sucking somebody else's dick. That's how you undercover freaks are. So he comes to me, and I give him the best blowjobs. He tells me he wishes I was you. I have to remind him he really don't want me to be you. If I was, he would not enjoy the sweet taste of my succulent punani, nor would he experience the ecstasy of uninhibited sex if I was you. You complain about the dumbest things, telling him he don't love you because you had a baby. Fool, that's why he gave you a baby. He loved you. You don't take me out anymore. You knew his job downsized, and he took a cut in pay just to keep his job to provide for you and his babies. You're an ungrateful asshole. He got so fed up with you and your complaining. Yes, you drove him right into my arms. All he did at first was talk about how much he loved you and wanted the relationship to continue, how you deprived him, how you verbally and mentally badgered him from sunup to sundown. He tells me how you sniff his dick and check his drawers for cum stains. You're pitiful. The same soap he has at home, I got it here for him. You can sniff the skin off his spear, but you won't smell my fragrance. You need to give him credit. He's not stupid. He's just fed up with you and your bullshit. Instead of you always accusing him of cheating, ask him why he keeps coming back to you, you moron. I'll tell you why. Because he loves you and your low self-esteem issues, all of your insecurities, and everything about you he loves. You are so stuck on stupid you can't see the forest for the trees. Oh, I almost forgot this one. Remember when you followed him to the restaurant? Yeah, that was the day you made a complete fool out of yourself. He introduced me to you as his boss and said it was a business luncheon. Yes, it was a luncheon afterwards. Ha, I was the dessert. You see, he never went back to work that day. I'm not his boss. I'm your boss. I control your relationship with your permission. After all, you sent him to me. I'm not in love with your man. I love what I do for your man. It gives me such pleasure when he tells me he wants a wife like me. Someone who listens to him, understands him, doesn't nag him, and gives him love without restrictions. My name is Arizona. I'm always warm. What gets me hot? Ask your man. All rights reserved. No republication of this material in any form or medium is permitted without express permission of the author.
And that is Arizona. That I wrote that because, you know, women, the first thing when a woman finds out that her significant other, boyfriend, husband, or whatever is messing around, oh, so you with that whore or that slut or whatever. So I just chose whore and letting you hear what she has to say from her perspective. And that's a short story in a book that I just had published, Book of Delicious Erotic Short Stories. It's available on my website, which is Delicious. It's www.deliciousbooks.webs.com. Miss Kane, we have a call on the line. Let me bring them in. 111, are you there?
Yeah, it's Vince in the Bay again.
Okay. So, you know, it's things that I guess drive a man away. Do you agree? Is that why you have so many mistresses, or why do you have so many mistresses? Why do you have mistresses anyway?
Well, after my fifth marriage collapsed, I realized.
Oh.
Well, do you want to keep doing this, Vince? Do you want to keep accumulating ex-wives? I mean, it's at this point, I feel like I'm. I don't know.
Well, why would you get married?
I feel like I'm sorry?
No, why would you get married five times if, you know, your first four didn't work out? You're in your fifth marriage now, right?
Exactly. Okay. No, I'm done. No more marriages. I'm done.
So it took you five times to realize that. So what's if you don't mind me asking, what pushed you to did you have mistresses in all your marriages?
Yes.
Wow. So what was it about your marriages that caused
except
you to have
mistresses? Except for the first two.
Oh, the first two you did. So with the three after. So what caused you to get these mistresses in your third, fourth, and fifth marriage?
They're cheaper than wives.
Okay, so do you plan on getting a divorce from your wife?
This one, if I do, I'm not getting married ever again. There's not going to be a sixth one.
Okay, so you said it's cheaper to have a mistress. Okay, now when you divorce your wife, do you think that it's going to be cheaper getting rid of her, divorcing her, or are you just going to hang on to her?
I'm just waiting this one out. It's just for prolonging the inevitable at this point. That's why I have to tiptoe around too much. Even on like I was talking about on Facebook, I have to tiptoe around on Facebook. You know, my ladies, they want to see me, they want to touch me, they want to love me. They don't even want to be on Facebook, but they thought that's the closest they can get is pictures I post of myself on Facebook.
So you're not actually with these women.
I'm sorry? No, I'm not married. I'm not connected to them. No relationships, no strings, no nothing.
So all of this is just communication on Facebook?
Sometimes, yes. That's the only form of communication. And then maybe we'll text right before we rendezvous. But you really got to... You really gotta cover your tracks. It's really tough in this digital age. I got like four cell phones. It's ridiculous.
Oh my! So let me ask you this: Do these mistresses, do they know about each other?
Another tip for you guys: if you can afford it, it's worth it. Duplicates of everything. Duplicate everything. Get a laptop. You buy a new laptop. Honey, check it out. I got a new laptop.
No. But I'm just
secretly,
saying.
Secretly, you buy another laptop at the same time. You don't tell her about. The one you really do your shit on, you do it on that laptop. Then you have the other laptop that she is obsessed with. It has to be that way. I know it sounds, you're going to say, oh, it's cost prohibitive. No, it's worth it. Make it happen. Trust me, guys.
I've
been there.
But see,
that's
big baller pimping,
Bill. Yeah, but I'm just saying that's going to be costly in the long run, too, because you have to get double of everything. You have to be tipping here,
tell
tipping
me about
there.
It. Tell me about it. Huh? At one point, I had 12 cell phones. It's ridiculous. I'm down to four now.
Goodness.
I'm down to four now. It's not even manageable now. It certainly wasn't manageable at 12. I even had two assistants helping me. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
You said it. Ridiculous.
Yeah, so it's a job cheating. I can tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. I spend more time avoiding my wife and other mistresses than I do managing some of my biggest money makers.
Wow.
So what is it that you actually do, Vets?
I'm a hedge fund manager.
You're who?
I'm a hedge fund manager. I manage hedge funds. I work for a couple different firms. I work for investment firms, investment banking.
Oh, okay. Well, you can afford all that. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you have any intentions of being with just one woman, if you get a divorce from your wife, do you have any intentions of being with just one woman, or are you still going to, you know, just continue with these mistresses?
Why? Are you interested?
I'm interested. I want to know how we can make things happen, because you can donate to the mistress. I got PayPal. I need to know what your expectations are of me.
Let's do that. Let's negotiate. I'll get my accountant to come down and my attorney, and we'll figure this out. Meanwhile, I would love to invite both of you lovely ladies to join me on my program, which will be happening in another. It's late night, though, ladies. I don't know. It's Friday night, though. You know, let loose a little bit.
What time
are you
going?
I'm a night owl, so I like I'm up all night, and I do late night call in radio. And I go on at 10 p.m. So an hour and 20 minutes from now.
An hour and 20 minutes from now. You come on at where are you at? In Vegas somewhere?
An hour after your show. I'm in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay, so you're 3 hours behind.
Right.
Okay, so it'll be what, 9 o'clock there.
But 3 hours ahead of Hawaii, if you look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be 9 o'clock your time, because what is no, it's 9 o'clock now. No, what time is it there now?
8:40.
Okay, getting to be 9 o'clock. Yeah. Okay, so you come on at 12 Eastern Standard Time. Is
no,
that right?
One. No.
Oh, one. Okay.
Because I come on at
one.
10 here. 10. Wait, I'm sorry. 10.
Oh, okay. So it'll be 1 11, o'clock
12,
here.
12, 1. Yeah. 1 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Where exactly are you folks on the East Coast?
I'm on the East Coast in Maryland.
Oh, okay. Where in Maryland? Baltimore?
Capitol Heights, Maryland.
Okay, that's suburb of something.
Yeah, the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
There you go. Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's not get off the topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get back on each other.
Yeah, the mistress thing. but, you know, did you ever answer the question, would you be with just one woman after you get,
You know, if I, you know, there have been several times where I thought I found the one, and it turned out that they weren't. And some of them, it turns out they were not even close to being the one, in retrospect. Mm-hmm. I certainly do have an urge to, it'd be nice to settle down with the one or a woman, but I don't think marriage is necessarily necessary at this point.
Right, because somebody is being hurt. I mean, and your wife has no idea what's going on with you.
What do you mean, going on with me?
She doesn't know that you have mistresses.
Which one?
No, your wife. She doesn't know that you have mistresses, the wife that you
have
now.
Yeah, that's what I said. Which mistress does she not know about?
Does she know about any of them?
I think she does. I can't say for sure, but I think she does.
And what gives you that impression?
First of all, she's a smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sloppy. I leave little crumbs, little breadcrumbs, little clues. I know it. I think I'm running a tight ship. But I know she's good. She'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a game of poker, ladies. You can't tell if she's bluffing or not.
Wow.
I'm just wondering, what are you getting out of having all these mistresses? Are you some type of freak undercover? I mean, what is the fulfillment for you?
Right. Well, I actually enjoy, for a lot of them, it's just purely sexual, purely physical. And some of them, it's like there's, you know, let's face it, we live in a global environment. You know, I work for a hedge fund. I'm in New York City one day. I'm in Tokyo the next day. The next day, I'm in Hong Kong. The next day, I'm in Jakarta. And you know, it's never the same thing twice. And I meet in my business, you meet a lot of classy, hot women, and a lot of women that have amazing heads on their shoulders too. And at the same time, let's put it this way:
well, what about your wife?
They got brains. They got brains, and they can give brains.
Is your wife classy and have brains too?
She's okay. See, that's the thing is, like, some of them are good at doing that. Some of them are. You know, they're a little more sensual. Like if I'm feeling like I just want to chill out and be mellow and have, you know, a glass of wine and play some some smooth jazz in the background and, like, you know, hang out on my, you know, the penthouse suite at some, you know, 5-star resort, you know, whatever. I'll probably call Sylvia, who I just met, like, oh, I don't know, what was it, 2 weeks ago? In Paris, this girl just fucking dropped dead. I don't know how she's not a model, but amazing. And she's really chill. She's really cool. She likes wine. She likes music. I think she'd be a good candidate to just kind of chill, if I was just in the mood to just chill out. I think that's a great idea. Let me add that to my calendar.
So basically, you need women because you travel a lot. And you get bored, and you like women that are classy and all this and that. Now, did you think of this before you married your fifth wife? I back that up. Did you have some of the same mistresses from your fourth marriage into your fifth marriage?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Before going into each marriage, I always thought, oh, you know what? I think this is it. I think I got it right this time. That was sort of my general feeling before all of them, except for this one, kind of. This one was kind of like, what the heck, sure, yes. Yeah, let's do it.
So do these women approach you, or do you approach them?
Depends.
Okay, what's that? Where do they approach you at, in bars or clubs?
Yeah. Usually when I'm traveling, it's usually in bars. A lot of times, believe it or not, it's just in the airports.
Let me ask you this. This is very important. Are you practicing safe sex on all these mistresses, or just some of them, or how does that go?
Is that related to the topic, really?
Well, yeah. That seems like we're getting
into graphic detail. Like, do you want to know what sort of position we're doing now?
No, this is what I want to know, because some of these men that get with these mistresses also get them pregnant, you know, and then they try to hide it. You know,
No, they usually don't hide it. They usually come right to me and say, look, I'm having your baby. You can either be a dick, or you can, we can work something out here. And, you know, usually they're reasonable.
So you have mistresses that have babies by you. And do you and your wife have any children? Any of your wives have children with them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have approximately 15 children that I'm aware of.
Wow. That's really something. Do you support all of them?
Support?
Do you take care of them, make sure they have food in their mouths, clothes on their back, the roof over their head? You know, support, like you take care of you and your wife's children.
Oh yeah, they're fine. They're doing good. They're doing great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. The Child Protective Services is not knocking on my door, ladies.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear, because you know you have these guys that got babies all over the place and they're not even taking care of them, so that's that. Miss Kane, you got any questions for Vince?
we can negotiate offline if you want to. I'm
like Jerry Maguire, baby. I don't talk about it. I be about show me the money.
Yeah, we can negotiate something. Not a problem.
That can be a right.
You got to come by my show. Like I said, hour and 10 minutes away. Did you just fart? What was that noise?
What is the topic to your show tonight?
Tonight's Friday Night Funnies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we don't want to stray too far from the topic, which was
what was the topic again?
Yeah, about the she, him, and the mistress, the Mr. and Mrs. and the mistress. And
totally
also
practicing
in,
safe sex, by the way. I forgot. I didn't give you a direct answer. Totally practicing safe sex. In fact, what I like to do is I just normally walk around all day with two condoms on, and then when I hook up my lady, I take one off, and then it feels like I'm not wearing one.
Okay. Whatever.
And it provides extra lube, and it's kind of like kind of like in baseball where the guy in the on deck circle swings two bats in the batter's box.
Mm-hmm. So you walk around with condoms on all day.
Well, not all day. I mean, like when I know on the day of, like if I know I'm gonna hook up that day, yeah, I will.
Okay. Wow. Well, you definitely sound like
a piece of work.
Yeah. A gigolo.
I got a piece you can work for, honey.
I sure will for the right price, honey, because we got to be talking big numbers here.
All right, yeah, we'll negotiate off the air. I'm sure you don't want to. You can call into my show, and we can work that out.
Mm-hmm. Sure thing.
I love your show, though, Delicious. Is that what I call you, Delicious?
Yeah, Delicious.
Because you do sound quite delicious.
Thank you.
I knew that one. You got it with that story.
I have another call on the line. Let's see what this call has to say. 215, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Delicious? What's up, Miss Kane? This is Don Calypso. I'm just listening while I'm out here. How you doing, Miss Kane?
Who is this?
That's what that was. That's laundry. I was like, what's that noise?
Who is this?
Don Calypso.
Oh,
I'm
hey,
the chat
how you
room.
Doing?
I'm watching the Incognito, but I'm doing
all
right.
Oh, okay, so you're just listening.
Yeah,
you don't have
I'm
a question or a comment?
No, I was just looking at the chat room. Looks like you guys are having all kinds of fun, so I wanted to just listen in.
Oh, okay. All right, hon.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, like tonight's topic is about the mistress. When I was growing up, I knew this lady. She had been in a relationship with this man. He was married, and I think his wife knew about her, but I don't think she knew about her, but whatever. It just behooves me how a person can be in a relationship with a married man. You know, that's just something that I can't see. Even though it's done, I had a girlfriend, she said all she prefers is married men. But I couldn't do that. And then to be the mistress, you kind of cut short, you know, because you know, he's going to always be there with his wife, you know, even though in that little short story, the whore, she basically, the guy, he was going to her and telling, you know, dumping all his problems off on her about his wife, and he still was in love with his wife, you know, but he still was with the mistress because of the way the wife had treated him, you know. And that's one of the things that causes men to you know, to cheat, so to speak, or to be with another woman. So I guess that was your excuse, Vince, huh?
Well, you know, sometimes it works out, though, because I've actually spent several holidays with my mistresses. Actually, Christmas this year is looking like I'm going to be spending Christmas with one of my mistresses again.
Mm-hmm.
Business has me in Hong Kong for Christmas and New Year's. So I'm probably going to see Xiaoxing and hang out with her for a couple of weeks there.
Mm-hmm.
Go see who? I missed that one.
Xiaoxing, somebody in I think he said Tokyo.
Hong Kong.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hong Kong, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you're a very busy man, and,
it's okay. I know my wife's cheating on me, too. It's all right. It's fine.
But how do you know?
Because
I kind of
encouraged it.
You've encouraged it?
Yeah, kind of.
So does that bother you?
I helped it happen faster than it probably would have organically.
So that doesn't bother you that she's cheating? Well, I guess not, because you're cheating as well.
Yeah,
but
I helped expedite the cheating process for her.
Well, if you wasn't cheating and she was cheating, how would you feel?
Like, I better start cheating and even this puppy up.
Wow. So you wouldn't want to talk it over with her and try to get her back in your corner, you know, get things straightened out to find out why she's cheating? You just would go out there and cheat?
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat that?
Okay. Because she's cheating, you wouldn't want to talk things over with her to find out why she's cheating and to get back to the place where y'all was before she was cheating? You just
I don't want to ask her about her cheating. I don't want to know.
Wow.
3 minutes.
Because I already know. I already know.
Oh, okay.
I don't care going.
Right. Well, we only have minutes left.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, we only have 2 minutes left in the show, and my next show won't air until December the 18th, and that show is What the Black Woman Wants from the Black Man, What the Black Woman Really Wants from the Black Man. And I think I won't be back anymore until after New Year's, because that's a couple of weeks, but, you know, my next show is on the 18th. And Miss Kane, I also co-host with Miss Kane. I don't know when the next show is going to be over there, but you guys need to stop over there.
That'll be
Ms.
Monday.
Kane. Okay, Monday. Miss Kane's show, 9 p.m.
Celebrity gossip and breaking new music, 8 p.m. Central Time.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, everybody on the East Coast. I'd like to say shout-outs to guests 10-8-4-0-4-9, I'm sorry. It's up to me, Miss Kane, the One Essence, Truth Claire, and Vincent the Bay. Thank you guys for coming out. Hope you all have a nice holiday, because, like I said, I won't be back until after the New Year's, but I will be back. And everybody just have a beautiful weekend. Thanks, Ms. Kane. Thanks, everybody, for stopping in. Thanks, Vince. Try to drop by your show at 1 this morning. Okay,
right,
that's Vince
you.
By
Let's
the Bay,
appreciate
right?
It.
That's
yeah, Vince
good night, everybody.
Vince in the Bay, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Imagine all